Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the seventh installment of Hilchos Purim. Before we discuss the mitzvos of Mishloach Manos and Matanos Lavyonim, I just want to take a moment to reflect on why there are so many interpersonal mitzvos on Purim. Just to share two ideas. One idea is that Purim is a time of great simcha, of great joy. If a person celebrates their relationship with Hashem with no one other than themselves and doesn't spread that simcha to people around them, they might have simcha, but that's actually lacking in the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you think of the fact that God sees us all as His children, if we want to celebrate with Hashem, it's almost disrespectful to celebrate with Him and not think of some of His other children at the party. And so it's really a beautiful thing. This day of such great simcha, there are specific mitzvos not only to reflect on God's hand in this world, but as we're reflecting on that, we have mitzvos to help others and connect more to others. One thought. Second thought on the topic, there are some famous phrases from the Megillah. We know that when Haman is describing the Jewish people to Ahasuerus, he says, "Yeshno am echad mefuzar umeforad bein ha'amim." There is a certain nation that's spread out among the other nations, referring to Klal Yisrael. The pshat in the pasuk is that Haman is just describing the fact that the Jews are interspersed among Ahasuerus's kingdom. But there is a deeper lesson that some of the mefarshim emphasize from the pasuk, which is that part of the reason that Haman was almost able to destroy the Jewish people was because at the time we had Pirud, at the time we had division among us, and that's being alluded to in the Pasuk. Similarly, when Esther asks Mordechai to rally the Jewish people in fasting and prayer before she goes into Ahasuerus, the language in the Pasuk is, "Lech knos es kol ha'yudim," go and gather together the Jews. Again, the pshat in the pasuk is, tell the Jews to gather so they can fast and daven. But there does seem to be an additional message that the Jewish people, in order to merit God's salvation, need to be knos, need to be gathered together, need to feel unity with each other. If this is indeed one of the underlying themes of Purim, it only makes sense that when we celebrate the salvation of Purim, we strengthen ourselves in how we interact and treat other people. And that leads us to these two unique mitzvahs of Purim. One, Matanos Lavyonim, the mitzvah of supporting the poor. The other, Mishloach Manos, the mitzvah of sharing food or maybe gifts, we'll talk about that a little bit later, with other members of Klal Yisrael. Let's begin by speaking about Mishloach Manos. The basic mitzvah is to give one gift to each of two different poor individuals. Now, what's meant by a gift? On the most basic level, it would be to give something that they could use as a significant food for their Purim Suda. Now, the vast majority of us don't directly go up to poor people on Purim and give them food or money or anything. The vast majority of us are contributing to some type of communal fund, which hopefully disperses money on Purim as Matanos Lavyonim. How much money does someone have to give in order to fulfill this mitzvah? It would seem to be very reasonable if you think of $2.50. If a person had $2.50, they could probably buy a little bit of deli meat, maybe a roll. That would definitely seem to be a reasonable amount to buy a basic thing for a Purim meal with. Certainly not a lavish meal, but very basic. So if you would think of that as the basic amount to give one poor person, the mitzvah is to give one gift to two different people. So $5 should be certainly enough for the mitzvah of Matanos Lavyonim. It's considered proper for every bar or bas mitzvah member of the household to fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Lavyonim. It would certainly be fine for a head of household to give on behalf of all the members. He or she should inform them that he's doing so, but it would certainly be fine. So that would mean that a family of four halachic adults, if the head of household wanted to give $20 for Matanos Lavyonim on behalf of the family while telling them that he or she is doing so, that should really be fine. Having said that, we're told that if there's one mitzvah that we should quote-unquote go overboard on in terms of our expenditures for Purim, it's Matanos Lavyonim. based on how we began this segment, so much of the idea of Purim is strengthening our bonds with others. What better way to do that, not just to give nice shalach manos to people, that's great, but to really be thinking of those in need. So therefore, if someone could give more than the basic obligation, that would really be a wonderful thing. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.